and control on a dime. Yeah.
Woo!
Merch.
Live free or die. We're going to get out of here. You can tune in every Tuesday, 7 p.m., 91.5 FM, LFODradio.com. It's been a pleasure, man.
Thank you for having me, man. Thank you very much, dude. I really appreciate it. A lot of fun.
All right.
WMFO in Medford, this is Sky By, you're listening to Rising. This is a band called Kingsley Flood. Thanks. WMFO in Medford. That was Kingsley Flood with All Night Dynamite. First Tuesday of the month, which means it's an all-local show. And I select a band that I feature more so a local band, and this month it's the Dropkick Murphys, who are celebrating their 20th anniversary, believe it or not. They started in 1996. Original lineup was Mike McLaughlin, Ken Casey, Rick Barton, and Jeff Erna. Al Barr joined the band in 99 when their second studio album came out. Mike McLaughlin left in 98, and Rick Barton left roughly in, I think it was 2000. But here they are, two various lineups. Ken Casey is still there, 20 years long, and they still managed to sell out three shows at the House of Blues, one at the Aganis Arena. They tour constantly all over the country and a good part of Europe to big houses. So they're certainly worthy of getting some airplay tonight. I'm going to start off with some older stuff by them. They've released a ton of, I think they have seven actual CD releases, perhaps a little more. But I'm going to start off with some older stuff. And I first started liking the Murphys well before the, I guess you'd call it the national buzz started to hit with them with the release of Shipping Up to Boston and whatnot. But they always did well here. They always did well in these parts. They're a great live act. So this is some early Dropkick Murphys. Boys on the
Yeah, thank God it's Saturday and half my problems go away. Sure, the big one's on the way, but I'm not.
that was Shipping Up to Boston from the Warriors Code, Dropkick Murphys. They are the band I'm featuring tonight. Before that, Famous for Nothing off of The Meanest of Times. I started with Boys on the Dock from their Live on St. Patrick's Day CD that came out quite a while ago. Yeah, I'm Shipping Up to Boston was the one, as I said, prior that kind of, I think, got them the biggest national, I guess you'd call it, presence from the Departed movie. He was on the soundtrack to the Departed movie. And I guess I roughly know this story. When they had no idea that, obviously, because this CD had been out a while, that came off of when before that movie came out. So the song was not written for the movie, but I think it was actually Scorsese. I don't know how he heard it. Heard the song, thought it would fit well with the movie, gave him a call, and the rest is history. But today was Tuesday, Election Day. I hope you all voted. Myself, I think people that know or listen to this show on any kind of regular basis know I'm fairly liberal in my beliefs. I vote for the Democratic Party nominees for many reasons, but this is not a political show. This is a music show. I do touch on it now and then, politics, but that's about the extent of it. This is more about the Dropkick Murphys tonight, and they are strong labor supporters, strong supporters of unions. And this next song is about the fat cats up top, kind of sitting back, taking in all the earnings and reaping the rewards, while the worker down below is oftentimes compromised. They're watched with stopwatches and slide rules, and they're asked to do more and more. And this is a little bit about that. It's called the Workers' Song.
For no more than your bread, have bled for your countries. no, not back down. I hope they never give up on his sound. Cause Frank is gonna be alright. Yeah, Frank is gonna be alright. They said he was old and he couldn't hold a tune, but I think he's gonna be alright. Cause Frank is gonna be alright. Yeah, Frank is gonna be alright. They said that he plays Santa roses on his grave, but I think he's gonna be
the daylight shine. Cause the thoughts and brain
of a million stars
keep this fool from dying.
All right, WMFO in Medford. Sky Bar here. That's going way back to early Dropkicks. That song was called Byram Hero. I'm pretty sure Mike McLaughlin was still singing for them when that came out. So that was one of their, within probably their first couple years, probably 96, 97. I think that was probably put out. Mike actually went on to form Street Dogs. I might get to some Street Dogs music later at the tail end of this hour. But one of the other great things that the Murphys do, obviously, besides being a live, great live act and giving a lot of fans something to be happy about, they give back to the community, which is also great, through the Clatter Fund, which supports community-based nonprofits. They focus on children and veteran organizations. So through things like that, they also give back to the community. And when they come around on these St. Patrick's Day shows, they also bring along local acts as well. And this year, just a couple of them are the Ducky Boys and the Heretics, who I've seen a few times, both those bands. Actually, I used to see the Heretics quite a bit back in the day. So after these next couple songs, I might play something by them. Right now, I'm going to play a song. Actually, most of the songs clock in at like two and a half minutes, which is right in my wheelhouse for this punk stuff. But the next one is a bit lengthy, but this song, during the Boston Marathon tragedy, they created a For Boston t-shirt. They put out a three-song EP with Bruce Springsteen, guest vocals on Rose Tattoo. So I'm going to play that. And I have a quick little story, though, about the whole Springsteen-Murphy's relationship. I'm a huge Springsteen fan, which people, I assume, know, again, that listen to this show. And so they did one of these shows. I think it must have been, I'm not sure if it was a St. Patrick's run, but it must have been, because that's all that they generally play around here. They come around once a year and do this St. Patrick's Day thing. But regardless, they were playing the House of Blues, and there was rumor that Springsteen was going to show up. And so the show sold out. I didn't have a ticket. And how often you get to see Bruce Springsteen in the House of Blues venue? Not too often these days. So I went down there without a ticket, which I do a lot, and I'm trying to scalp a ticket, and they were tough to come by. It was getting near showtime, and so some guy, they're all shady looking. I was going to say shady looking, but you know, you never know with these people. So he had tickets. I think the face was 25, maybe. I probably paid, I want to say, $50. And so the guy says, yeah, I can get you in. And there were two other people with me that were buying this guy's spiel as well. So I'm like, okay, there's other people that are thinking this might be legit too, so it sounds like a thing. He said, I'm going to take you to a side door. You're not going in the main door, and you're not getting a ticket. But I'll get you in the building. One of those deals. I'm like, oh, boy. So he said, all right, you know what? I'll give it a shot. So we go in this side door, and it was like one of these deals where you're going up through various floors and little passageways. I said, I'm going to wind up in an alley somewhere, but at least I got people with me. So if I go down, hey, I'm not alone. So eventually we get to like the third floor, I imagine it was. It felt like three flights. And he kind of gives this kid a nod, and the kid gives us wristbands. So I'm like, okay, this is pretty good looking. And we get to the floor, and he says, when you go through this door, you're going to be in the club. And I'm like, yeah, okay. So we go to the door, and I'm in a club, sure enough. When it's the carpeted room. Ken Casey of the Murphys is like 20 feet away at the bar having a beer. I'm thinking, wow, we really get in here. And then before he left, the guy that brought us all in here said, okay, this is where you're going to get into the room. And he points it to another door. That's the door to the actual House of Blues. So when Ken Casey left, I said, okay, they must be getting ready. So we go through this door, and sure enough, I'm in the balcony. And I'm like, okay, this is cool. And the warm-up band was on, which was against me at the time. And so I saw a guy standing kind of alone close to the stage, and there was no rope up or anything. So I said, okay, let me go. It's close. I went over there. So I'm standing there about 10 minutes. Guy's about 10 feet away from me, watching against me. And at some point, a guard comes over and he says, you know, you can't stand here. This is a restricted area. And I said, okay, you know, here I am getting tossed out of a show. I don't even have a ticket. But I moved. He put a rope up after that. So, you know, I'm farther away from the stage, but still fairly close. And then, of course, Springsteen does come out towards the end of the show. I forget what Murphy song they did. I don't think it was Rose Tattoo. But I know they covered Badlands. I know that. So overall, it was a fantastic night. And just to end it, so the next day, I didn't know much about Against Me at the time. And it turns out the drummer for Against Me, he currently isn't, but the drummer at the time for Against Me was Max Weinberg's kid. And the guy that was 10 feet away from me, up in the balcony, was Max Weinberg. So that's my little spiel about that. Enough babbling. We're going to get to some more music. As I said, a couple more Murphy songs, and I might play something by the Ducky Boys and the Heretics. All right, thanks. This is Rose Tattoo.
The pictures tell the story. This life had many shades. I'd wake up every morning, and before I'd start each day, I'd take a drag from last night's cigarette that smoldered in its tray. Down a little something, and then be on my way. I traveled far and wide, and lay this head in many ports. I was guided by a compass. I saw beauty to the north. I drew the tales of many lives and wore the faces of my own. I had these memories all around me so I wouldn't be alone. Some may be from showing up, others are from growing up. Sometimes I was so messed up and didn't have a clue. I ain't winning no one over, I wear it just for you. I got your name.
you I was 5 years too young. A boy beyond his age, just so I'd tell someone. Show me the door.
But you always came crawling back, begging me for more. I showed you kindness, a stool and a tail.
Then you poured me my pain in a dirty glass.
Yeah, you left him bloody battered, penniless and poor.
You know, I often start to wonder how you made it through my door.
With my brother's new non-duplicate registry ID.
Well, you bit off more than you can chew the first day you met me.
Honey, I know all about your past.
Listen to the big shot with his pager on call. You spent most of those nights in my bathroom stall.
Yeah, you got him high, but you left him low.
Mind your own business, boy. How was I to know that he was just a fiend and a no-good cheat?
Well, it's all in the past, bitch, cause now I got it big.
See you. you said goodbye. Have you seen my hair? Have you seen my hair? My hair. My hair. Well, I found my head sitting under a tree. It was growing a brand new me. I found my head sitting under a tree. Oh, put my head back in its place, but you know it didn't like me, it didn't like me.
All right, 845 WMFO in Medford. That was the Ducky Boys with Goodbye and Good Luck, the Heretics with My Head, and a couple by the Murphys, the Dirty Glass and Rose Tattoo. As I said, the Ducky Boys and the Heretics opening, they're each opening one of the nights during the St. Patrick's Day run by the Murphys. Going to get a PSA in here. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. Public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. All right, we got a little under 15 to go here. Play a song by Rick Barton, who, as I said earlier, was in the founding, one of the founding members of the Murphys. He's went on to go and be in a lot of bands. This is his latest incarnation. He's in this band with his son called Continental. This is off All a Man Can Do. They have a CD ready, I guess, that's going to be out within the next couple months, but right now this is Continental.
You can save all your sadness. You can hang on to all the shame. You can live see your madness. I hope one day your ship comes in. There's a reason.
All right, WMFO in Medford, going to wrap this thing up. Listening to Skybar, that was Putty Morals with Over It from their new EP, Marked Woman. Before that, Continental with Red. The Gentleman, When We Broke in Two. I think that pretty much sums it up. Anyway, thanks for listening. I'll see you next week, same time. I'm going to play one more tune, and this one is called We're Finished with Finishing School. Thanks. See ya.
Finish the school.